Number 114. Classmates. I opened my high school yearbook and looked at the math photographs, straining to remember the faces and the people they belonged to. There was Mary. She caused mayhem by promising matrimony to several young men, and then reneging on her promises. We had marveled at her masquerades. There was Phil. He died of a bone marrow disease soon after graduation, just as he reached maturity, and was placed in the family mausoleum. There was Carl, my best mate, who had always dreamed of being a matador. His family and friends told him that it wasn't a very mature idea. He had gone to Spain anyway and been mauled in his first bullfight. He had recovered, and now he was a wildlife ranger and lived out by the marsh. There was Jean, who became our class mascot. She had been a maudlin girl at school. Now she was mawkish and could often be seen maundering around town wearing her mauve summer dresses. There was Mike, who had been a martinet at school and insisted that he would be a marshal in the army. He had joined the army and been killed in a massacre a few years later. There was Paula, who had hated materialism and had died a martyr in Africa, shot while protesting against the imposition of martial law in a country few of her friends could locate on a globe. She had had several maxims, but none came to mind now. There was Jimmy, a massive man who worked at the mart and used to masticate loudly in church during mass. He had, to everyone's surprise, matriculated and then gained notoriety when he was arrested at a masochist party and a picture of him wearing only a mask was printed in the local newspaper. Now he bred marsupials which he fed on mash. There was Nora, who had joined a cult which was a matriarchy. She later materialized into the matriarch. Mind you, she obviously never lost her maternal instinct, having 6 children with a mason who had also joined the cult. There was Paul, who had had a successful career as a cowboy, catching mavericks and branding them. As a kid, he had always slept on a straw mat rather than a mattress. And me? I had manufactured mattresses after graduation and maximized my savings through careful investments. Now I live on a yacht with the tallest mast in the harbor.